92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. This is Good Morning Grand Haven. On Mondays, we ask Dr. Tasha with Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness. Nice to have you here. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. We're going to talk about fibromyalgia, and I'm going to raise my hand and tell you that I have it. I didn't even know how to pronounce it when they told me that I had it, and it's the most bizarre thing. A doctor will push on those trigger points.
Yep.
But here's the thing. I never heard of fibromyalgia, and now it's like, has it always been around? Or let's just talk about it. What is it?
Yeah, that's a great question. So yes, it's always been around. Has it always been acknowledged? No. More and more recently, they're starting to acknowledge it exists and people are being diagnosed more often. It was interesting when I came in, you told me, well, they told me it was an old lady disease, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that's true.
Okay.
And it really makes me mad when they say that. It's not an old lady disease. And I don't think you're that old.
Yeah, but how do you determine what is fibromyalgia and what is just old lady aches and pains?
Well, that's a good question. So fibro does have a lot of typical symptoms. It's not the same for everyone.
Okay.
Oftentimes it is higher prevalence in women. Men can't have it.
Why?
This is a great question. Oftentimes it happens, they call it the caretaker's disease. Who are the caretakers? The women are. I'm not saying men aren't. My husband's a stay-at-home dad and he's great.
Well, wonderful, right.
But it's often in women because we're the ones taking care of everybody else and not ourselves. So oftentimes people will be diagnosed with fibro after a traumatic event, something bad happened, something like that.
Okay, when I first saw a neurologist, he asked me some very serious questions if I had had trauma in my life, and
yes,
he was leading me down this path, and I thought, why are you asking me this? I thought, no, I don't have any trauma. But I mean, we all have some sort of trauma in our lives.
Everyone.
Whether so I kind of felt like, so I have fibromyalgia because of what I went through in my life. That's not fair. I couldn't figure out why all of a sudden in the early 2000s, I have something called fibromyalgia. I didn't have it in the 80s. I didn't have it in the 90s.
Yeah.
It's
oftentimes women get through the hardest parts of their lives or a big chunk of their life. Mm-hmm. And suddenly I'm tired. My body hurts. I wake up every day. Something else hurts. I don't know what's going to happen. My brain is foggy. I can't think straight. Sometimes I don't even have the energy to get out of bed.
Yeah.
Those are all typical symptoms of fibro, and it is horrible to live with.
And, of course, you can look like a million bucks and feel horrible. Okay.
Right.
And the stress that does mentally to someone, because you're always trying to be positive and happy and all of those things, what do you do to treat fibromyalgia?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So, as we've talked about before, I love integrating Western and Eastern medicine.
Yeah.
So in Western medicine, there aren't a ton of great options for the treatment of fibro.
Mm-hmm.
We have some really cutting edge technologies that we combine, of course, with acupuncture that we have found can give people their lives back. So we're going to drastically reduce the pain. We're going to decrease that brain fog, that severe fatigue. We're going to give you back your energy. We're going to give you back the light in your eyes. One of the things I love seeing in my patients is the light in their eyes come back.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about when you say that because,
yeah.
I know people with chronic pain conditions and you look at them and it's just, they're glazed over.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah. But then as you decrease that pain, that inflammation, that stress, that immune response, mm-hmm, and you help the body function like it should be, the person that they are or were before comes back.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So people can contact Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness by going to the website allacu.com.
Yep. And we are offering a complimentary consultation. So if you come in, give us a call, come in. We're happy to talk to you, see what's going on, and assess from there what we can do for you.
Wonderful. Thanks for being here. It's another segment of Ask the Acupuncturist with Dr. Tasha.